Well, Tom Petty passes at 66. Howard Kramer on the hotline, author, former director over the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Look, Tom Petty and his music been around forever, it seems like to us, depending on your age. Howard, give me some perspective as far as 2002 member of the Rock Hall, the work of Tom Petty. What do you think?
Well, Tom has really established himself almost immediately from his release in 1977 as an artist to be reckoned with, and then set out a catalog of material that's among the great American rock and roll artists of all time.
And Howard, really a very distinctive, but kind of a simple sound in a way. At least that's the way I heard it. How does he look at it in that regard?
Well, he was really reflection of his roots. I mean, a lot of people said when he came out, oh, he sounds just like the Birds. Well, he did sound like the Birds, and he also sounded like the Beatles, and he sounded like the Rolling Stones, and he sounded like a lot of groups that he loved. And when he did his radio show on satellite radio, he was very clear about what he loved, and you could hear it in his records, whether it was the Band or whether it was Otis Redding or, you know, it's Muddy Waters. It came out in what he did.
You know, it's interesting what way you put that. And yeah, and I guess I mean simple in that the lyrics were always solid, and I just loved the guitar. It was always, he never got away from the roots, did he?
No, not at all. And you talked about the sound. Producer Rick Rubin, who worked with Tom on a couple records, said the one lesson he took away from Tom was tuning, how everything sounded. You had to get it right. And Tom was kind of a perfectionist in making sure each sound laid in the right place so people could get the entire picture of what a record was supposed to convey.
Tom Petty passes at 66. Howard Kramer, a former curator at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, with us on WTAM 1100. Yeah, we keep talking about the lyrics because he painted such a simple picture in everything he did, whether it was solo or with the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, he had a really great gift for words, and I think that's not given the proper due, you know, because he's not thought of as a Bob Dylan-like lyricist, even though he and Dylan were very close, worked together, collaborated many, many times. He's kind of known for just a great rock and roll record sound, but the simplicity, the brilliance of simplicity is a very difficult thing to pull off, and he could do it so beautifully.
Yeah, played with the Traveling Wilburys, of course, he and Dylan, too.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were Dylan's backing band for a world tour in 1986 and 87.
A few years ago, did the Super Bowl. Tom Petty passes at 66. Howard Kramer, former curator of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you very much, Bill.